Track 5. As you head east to the coast, an unmistakable landmark towers above Great Yarmouth, the Minster. Glyn Williams takes us inside and wonders why more of us don't visit this gem.
To weary travellers traversing the infamous and seemingly endless 9 mile Achill Strait on the A47 across the marshes, the Minster Church of St Nicholas stands tall as a beacon of hope, dominating the Great Yarmouth skyline. Ecclesiastically mighty in every sense, its vast proportions are fairly epic. The largest parish church in England by volume, this grand old lady is actually bigger than many cathedrals, diminishing the likes of Oxford, Birmingham, Chelmsford and Derby. The facts and figures are impressive if daunting. Some 2,750 square metres of floor space, a resplendent organ several stories high with no less than 3,000 individual pipes, enough space for 5,000 posteriors, the widest naves of any church in Europe, and a ring of 13 bells, the most to be found in the county's churches. The irony is not lost on us. How can something so big remain hidden from so many, saves Reverend Canon Simon Ward, rector of Great Yarmouth? Considering its size, significance, historical importance, and breathtaking splendour, it is astonishing how few visitors cross the church's threshold. Thousands of visitors every day during the tourist season pass by on the way to the seafront, often not even noticing it. Sitting behind a parade of grand old townhouses in a natural hollow, yet only metres from the main marketplace in the centre of a busy town, the Minster is one of the many beautiful gems in Great Yarmouth. Such a vast, iconic building is a mixture of blessings and challenges, as are so many churches and heritage buildings across the county. Normality was put firmly on hold last year, and sadly, the doors remained closed for long periods of time. For all the region's historic properties and tourist attractions, this annus horribilis has created an overbearing financial challenge, meaning now it's a race for survival for Father Simon and the team. Lockdown hit us hard, but we are positive and energetic about the new era beckoning for the Minster. We've been here for 9 centuries and there have been many peaks and troughs. The task is now getting fully reopened and sharing the story of this glorious old building to lots of lovely, lucky visitors. Father Simon understands the challenge, but sees the task of welcoming all comers as central to the work of the church. I love seeing our doors open to all, and it hurt to see them closed. One of the best things is the reaction when people come through them for the first time. There's normally a wow and an expression of, I had no idea. Visitors come for all sorts of reasons, whether a sightseer, inquisitive inquirer, concert attender, local resident in pastoral need, perhaps for baptism or marriage, or more reasons beside. Our message is that we are in the heart of Great Yarmouth for all of Great Yarmouth, and we extend a welcome to everyone. Norfolk has over 650 churches, with many facing a huge challenge at this time. Our ecclesiastical buildings struggle. The larger churches are, the bigger the challenge. But at the heart of each parish is a commitment to be present for their community as much today as they have been for centuries. The churches of Norfolk are sacred places, but that label of a holy place can make people hesitant. We want everyone to know that they are welcome. Everyone, of all faiths or none, can come here to bathe in the simple awe of our history, architecture and arts that have the capacity to draw into wonder. It's an amazing building with a compelling history which speaks to people of all ages. Visiting Great Yarmouth Minster is free, but donations are welcome, and some fantastic books and gifts help to tell the story. The Minster has a fascinating history involving Charles Dickens, Horatio Lord Nelson, Daniel Defoe, of Robinson Crusoe fame, Anna Sewell, who wrote Black Beauty. More recent visitors include Her Majesty the Queen and His Royal Highness Prince Charles. With the first cornerstone laid in 1101, the church is thought to be Great Yarmouth's oldest building in continuous use, and like most urban churches, it would not originally have just been a house of worship, but also a hospital, almshouse, refectory, and many other support services for the community and travellers. A fascinating time awaits visitors, so take the time to venture east and discover the hidden heritage past of Great Yarmouth, starting with the Minster, of course. Thursford might be famous for its mighty Wurlitzer, but to hear Martin Marshall mastering the keys of the Minster's grand organ will make the hairs on your neck stand up and sensory emotions run riot. With one of his favourite pieces building to dramatic crescendo within the hallowed walls, full of gothic atmosphere and skin-tingling acoustics, one cannot fail to be inspired. Martin is the Minster's Director of Music and Music Outreach, a full-time post imaginatively funded by a three-way partnership between the Church, Arts Council and St. Nicholas Priory School. His varied role sees him working with school pupils at the nearby church primary, offering singing lessons, choral and instrumental concerts, and other educational initiatives. This is just one part of the close links in local parish life developed by Father Simon and school principal Maria Grimmer. Martin runs the musical side of the church, an integral part of worship, leading the main adult choir and children's worship choir, and facilitating the community singing group. Over the years, the Heritage Lottery Fund, HLF, has given vital grants to help preserve and equip this beautiful historic building, including exterior stonemasonry, tower repairs, and funding a young people singing group. This year, the HLF has channeled £19,000 from the Department of Culture, Media and Sport Culture Recovery Fund for Heritage into financing a visitor project to help the Minster prepare for its tourist reopening, improving the frontage and signage to share the "We're Open" message, creating a new visitor leaflet and interior heritage trail, carrying out vital maintenance, developing a brand new website and increased social media presence, all tuned to improving the visitor experience.